It is post-match. No, it's the pink. Not post-match pint. That's the video. I'm not hosting the video this year. I'm hosting the audio. This is the pink. It's Neil Atkinson. I've got Ali Gunn. I've got Chris Hewitt. And I've got Andy Bell to talk about. Well, it isn't even a game of two halves. It's a game of two situations. One situation has Alexander Isak and Florian Wirtz on the pitch. And another situation does not have Alexander Isak and Florian Wirtz on the pitch. So we'll do the positives, which is predominantly the time when Alexander Isak and Florian Wirtz are on the pitch. And then we'll do what we'll kindly at this moment refer to as the other stuff. Let's start with the good stuff, Andy Bell. Liverpool looked absolutely bright as a button in attack. There were issues even in that first period when the two of them were on the pitch together. Liverpool weren't perfect, don't get me wrong. But when Wirtz and Isak were on the pitch, Liverpool looked mustard.
There are gaps and severe issues with this squad. And on the 31st of August or on the 1st of September, there will be gaps and there will be severe issues with this squad. But there is a glimmer of hope with those two and potentially a Bradley Barkley, for example, coming in. And that can paper over a lot of cracks. And it did in the first half. And those two, I thought, were absolutely fantastic. I think it's noticeable in pre-season that Wirtz has been so close to Isak. It's not a number 10. It's almost a 9.5, really. If you say it like that, he's constantly getting close to him, getting around him, and getting the service into Isak. I was actually quite frustrated first half because I felt at times, I mean, and there is an element to this when Isak plays. If Isak makes the run, there are defenders who go with him. And they leave, for example, Gakpo or Kumas in this instance free. I thought there were times where we were expecting the decoy and the decoy never quite came. And it was like, no, lads, the ball to Isak is on.
Yeah.
Play the pass to the centre forward. They have.
I think he thought that as well, Andy.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of body language, I felt.
There will be times where two men go with Isak and Gakpo is free. But there's also times where one man goes with Isak and you can play the ball to the best centre forward in the world. And we didn't do that at times. But I thought he looked sharper, especially at the start of the game. Wirtz looked brilliant. Thought you saw a different side of Gakpo as well. And yeah, listen, we are going to go into this season with gaps. There's no doubt about it. But if those two can produce that on a game-by-game basis and if they can stay fit, we might find ourselves putting a run together. And I thought there were positives and there was hope in that first half.